I'm going to start with a conversation about thunder and lightning. Everyone say thunder. Frenzied stress is not your destiny. All the frenzy and the stress you feel in your life, that can be commanded. That is not something that lands on you and you have no control over. Your ability to deal with this at a higher level is what gets you to a higher level. You don't unlock more success, abundance, joy, or love without first learning to deal with this fact. The thunderous question is, are you getting better at life?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week, we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and to win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
I appreciate so much of you, the Growth Day community, the Ultra community, coming here to be live in person with me. It is a great joy and honor of my life to have you at these events doing this work together. You inspire me. Your energy lifts me as much as I hope I can transfer some of that energy right back to you. You're an incredible audience, and I love you, Growth Day. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys. I'd be remiss without reminding those who are here, even, that we've got thousands of Growth Day Mastery members watching live right now. We've got ultra groups in multiple countries watching with us right now. We've got dozens of countries who are going to participate with you today. And I think that that is an incredible blessing, and it is an incredible opportunity for each of us to remember you are not alone when you are dealing with stress. You're not alone when you're going for those big ambitious goals. Brendan says, live an extraordinary life. Today sucks. What do I do? Well, why does it suck? Well, so often we lose our own self-regulation. For those who were this last month, I went deep into helping you understand one of your great superpowers in life is gaining greater control of yourself. That concept in psychology that we call self-regulation. Regulating one's emotions, not ending them, regulating them. Today's topic about stress is gonna answer that for you. How do you regulate this feeling that comes up that there's like there's too much, and there's too much stress, and there's too much going on, and it's like too much, too much, too much, too much. Sometimes when I'm at home with Denise, and she's like, how's it going? I'm like, too much, too much, too much, too much, and she knows, oh, he's in that mood right now. You know, it's like, y'all feel that sometimes? It's like, so much going on in the world. There's so much on your plate. There's so many obligations. You still got to get the kids to school. You still have to do the thing. You have to start the side hustle. You make the marketing thing. You have to make this deal. You have to do all these things. And it becomes overwhelming. And the stress is just building up. But what I'm here to tell you, and I always speak to Growth Day audiences a little different than my keynotes out in the regular world, because I have a higher expectation for you. There's a higher standard in this room. You all, you're the leaders, you're the role models, and if you're not yet, you're coming right up and you're ready to do the work. Can I get a yes? We're ready to do the work. Because here's what I'm gonna share with you right off the bat. Frenzied stress is not your destiny. All the frenzy and the stress you feel in your life, that can be commanded. That is not something that lands on you and you have no control over. We get to escalate from kind of watching and passive to developing really mastery in our life to going to the ultra level. That wasn't just a naming convention for our company. I believe that happens in our own personal development. You know, at first you kind of read a few books, you listen to a few podcasts, and then you're like, I'm gonna set up my life better. I'm gonna master these emotions better. I'm gonna get a hold of my life again, and I'm gonna succeed, and I'm gonna drive. And then when you do that, sometimes you don't figure out the stress and overwhelm part, so you burn out. Even though you're driven, you're burning out. You're driven, but you're out of fuel. You're driven, but maybe you're on the wrong road. And at some point, then you say, well, I wanna become ultra successful, which is, it's a higher level of flow and personal power, that's all. And so I name our offerings in Growth Day for that, but I believe that's our journey with stress and overwhelm too. Because everyone complains about stress and overwhelm today, and we've done a terrible job as a culture of teaching people to manage it and to regulate it, so instead we try to erase it. And it's like, oh, you feel stressed and overwhelmed? That's crazy. You shouldn't feel so stressed and overwhelmed. Here's the pill. And listen, I'm gonna start right off the bat. I am not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I study a lot of that work, and I train a lot of them in coaching and human behavior change, but I'm not one. So everything I say today, I'm not a doctor. But I am here to say we have a broken system, and I think they'd all agree. I think our system right now, when it's dealing with stress and overwhelm, it does the craziest thing. It says, oh, you feel stress and overwhelm? Here's the pill, but no plan. A pill should be a temporary remedy from a pain, a discomfort, something's challenging. But along with that pill, no matter how long that has to last, that's not my job, that's the doctor's job. My job is to say though, if that doctor gave me a pill and did not give me a plan, a training regimen to train my mind, my body, my spirit, to look at my nutrition, to think deeply about how I manage life and life's emotions, then guess what? I'm walking out that door. Don't give me a pill and no plan. And I think we've done that. So instead of helping our children learn how to deal with this very difficult concept, what we do is we just medicate them. But we don't educate on how to deal with these emotions. Because will these emotions always be there? Yes. Stress doesn't go away. I was feeling a unique kind of stress backstage before I began. I was feeling a unique kind of stress when I landed last night after shooting a 6-part series in another state all the way across the country. After I'd flown from the other part of country after doing 2 strategic offsites for teams. And right before that, I was on this stage. So I've had 2 days at home with my wife this month. That's not normal. It's also not a surprise. And that's what I want to talk about today, with thunder and lightning. Too often, you're surprised by the strike of stress. I didn't see it coming. I'm like, there was noise. Everyone put your hand up and go, there was thunder. Everyone goes, there is thunder. Stress should not knock you off your feet as an adult. When you're a kid, it's a surprise. What's this feeling? Oh my God. But maturity says, I recognize this feeling. This feeling is coming from how I'm dealing with life. This feeling, this emotion that's swelling up, it's happening because I feel insecure, or there's too much uncertainty, or I feel overwhelmed by the number of things I'm supposed to take on right now. And those things are flooding my system. All the incoming is flooding my system. All the thoughts over the last 3 days and the food over the last 3 days, those have flooded my system, and my system is going, hey, do you know how serious this is? That's your system just talking to you, making sure, hey, do you recognize this is important and urgent? That's what stress is doing. Hey, mobilize yourself. Something is going on here. But most people are surprised by it because they haven't been listening. There's been noise in the system. You didn't have that sudden stressful feeling and emotional outburst. For several weeks, you heard an internal thing going on in your head. You know what? I got to get some better rest. I better not drink so much. I got to eat healthier. I got to get back on my practices. Maybe I should do a workout. You know what? Maybe I should delegate this thing. You know what? Maybe it's time to ask for help. You know what? There's been noise in the system preceding the stressful event. And when we don't understand ourselves, we are always at the whim of stress versus realizing we can condition ourselves. We can condition ourselves to feel not only less stress, but when it strikes. And will it strike? There's, everyone say, there's always lightning. There's always lightning. But everyone say, but there's thunder. There was noise in the system. Your projects were backing up before you got overwhelmed. And you knew it. Your relationship was in trouble before that super stressful conversation came up. And you knew it. Now, people don't like this. They'll go, no, Brendan, emotions are automatic. They're physical. They're impulsive. And that is true. But they're also often lagging indicators. They're often symptoms. They're often, there's been stuff going on. And what I want for adults is not to be so surprised. I'm never surprised when I'm stressed. Never. I go, well, that's part of it. When somebody who's important in my life passes away, that's not a surprise to me. Death, randomness, bad things happening, they're not a surprise to me. I think that's a benefit for me of having been a young man who had faced my own death because I was suicidal. And when I realized I didn't know how to be happy, my first thought was, well, other people are happy. There must be a guide. There must be a plan. There must be something that I can do to be a little happier. And the same thing happened when I started dealing with bouts of stress and anxiety and overwhelm. In my mid-20s, I was like, gosh, this feels terrible. I hate this feeling. And I don't even have to describe the feeling for anybody in this room. You already know. When we say stress and overwhelm, you immediately know it. But I'm here to tell you, your ability to deal with stress and overwhelm is the great unlock to your next level of success in life. Your ability to deal with this at a higher level is what gets you to a higher level. You don't unlock more success, abundance, joy, or love without first learning to deal with this factor. Most people say, I want more success, and I have to say, bet you can't handle it yet. You're already flipping out on your 14-year-old week after week after week. You haven't figured it out. You're already late on 7 projects, and you're asking for more dreams? Sometimes we gotta get our house in order before we get more. Sometimes we got to step into that maturity that says, okay, I don't like this. Let me master this. Notice, I didn't say erase it. I have no expectations of perfection in this room. But the standard I'm trying to set for you is to go, when this strikes, don't be surprised. When stress and overwhelm strikes me, I never go, ah! I go, I wonder what noise has been in the system. When was the thunder? When did I first hear the thunder that led to this level of overwhelm? Was it last week, last month? Did I say yes too many times when I meant no? What has been filling up the system with so much stress that at some point I freak out, right? What indicators have been there? What is the thunder? Have I been hearing it? Because sometimes it's just rolling in the distance. And the good news is that that's true. There's always thunder in the distance. There's always noise. There's a storm coming. It's a big storm. But you've survived storms before, yes?
Yes.
It's immature to think no storms are coming. When we get mature, we go, oh, a lot of storms, they hit. They're surprising. But I grew up in the Great Plains. I grew up in Montana, off the plains of the Rocky Mountains. We knew. We could hear it. We sensed it. We felt it. There was rumbles going on. It wasn't even like the traditional thunder of the Midwest. It was like that thunder that comes off the Rockies. And it's a rolling thing. And it's almost like an earthquake. It's just like something's going on. Something's going on. Get the cattle in. Something's going on. Let me prepare myself. And I want you to not be surprised by the lightning strikes so much anymore. If I could give you a gift anymore, it's like when that lightning strikes, instead of feeling victim, be an analyst and go, huh, where's the thunder been? What led to this? What made me feel this? What's this coming from? How would I like to deal with this? How would my best self deal with this? Now, all gives you some tools today to knock that feeling out, because it is a feeling, it's an emotion, it's in your body. So we'll talk about how to like shake that thing out and feel in a better place. But intellectually, we have to know it's coming, and that storm is coming, and it's going to be hard. Someone will get sick. Something bad will happen in the future for every single person. There's no Pollyanna in my personal development. There's this belief. No one knows what that means anymore? Okay. People, y'all still know what that means. Okay. Sometimes you think you're getting old. I don't know. I was like, no one knows that show no more. There's no hype and hope in my story without telling you struggle will be there forever. And the bigger things you want, the greater impact that you want, the struggle amplifies. It doesn't mean it amplifies always. It just means the critical incidents, as we talk about in psychology or performance coaching, those critical incidences, they kind of get bigger, right? When you're a 10-person team and there's an emergency on the team, it's 10 people. When you got 100, it's a different kind of thing, isn't it? Same thing with your wealth. Same things with your levels of vibrancy and influence and impact you're going to have in your life. It gets bigger. The storm sounds louder. The storm feels so impending. That rolling thunder is like boom, boom. And now the stress is magnified at the next level. That's why everyone here must make that decision to master these things. You have to make the decision. You'll never perfect it, but you can start to master yourself in those moments. To flip this metaphor a little bit of thunder and lightning, some of you remember in our first Growth Day LA, I said there's this thing called the thunderous question. The thunderous question in life is the rolling sound of thunder. Everyone say, there's sound. The thunder and the thunderous question is, are you getting better at life? That's the question I have for my coaching clients. Are you getting better at life? That's the demand of growth. That's the demand of leadership. That's the demand of real impact. That's the demand of real parenting. You should be a better parent by the time they're 20 than you were at one. Please. Somebody. This generation? Soon? It's like, you got to get better. Turn to the person left, right, shake them, say, time to get better. Everyone say, there was thunder. I'm telling you what. Well, the lightning, the strike. So the thunder is, are you getting better? The lightning, the strike is, I'm making a decision to live an extraordinary quality life. I don't want to just get better at my emotions. I want emotions that are excellent. I want emotions that are joyful. I want emotions that are peaceful. It's not like, see, some people go, I'd sure like to deal with stress better. They're the browsers in personal development. Mastery in personal development has a different question. It goes, I need to learn to master this emotion, not have this emotion master me. Yeah. Ultra level says, I don't want to just deal with this emotion better. I want to manifest, live, and experience inner peace. It's not just solving the thing. It's building a better life.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.